horny. Turn it up, we got something for the yawny. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breath, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse, morning madhouse.
What the f*** wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
Well, good morning to you, Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 550 here in the Carolinas. Good morning. Wake on up. I go by the name of Miss Jessica the Girl next door holding things down. No Limit Larry, he is out this morning. Oh, man, have you stepped outside yet? It is wet. I don't know if the weather woke you up last night, but it definitely woke me up. Very, very windy. Raining, and look, it looks like we're gonna keep that rain all day long. So as you get up and as you head out today, make sure you grab your umbrella, you take your umbrella with you, because, and you give yourselves a little bit of extra time because the roads are wet this morning. But don't worry, we are still giving you a chance to win $500. Yes, the half a G for me giveaway is still going on this week. If you are new to it, don't worry. I'm going to let you know all about it. Seven times a day, we're giving you a chance to win $500. All you got to do is listen out for that money word. When you hear it, you're going to text that word to 45911 or enter it in on our app or our website, power98fm.com. One lucky national winner is going to win $500. You can log on to power98fm.com for more details about that. And your first chance to win is coming up this morning at 8 a.m. in the mix with Mr. Incognito. So make sure you keep it locked for your chance to win big $500. Did y'all catch the Versus battle this weekend? SWV versus Escape. A lot of people were checking in with that one. Unfortunately, I missed that one this weekend. I was actually out. And I tried to catch it. I caught the beginning of it with Spinderella and I think it was DJ A1 who was DJing in the beginning. So I caught that. But I didn't catch the actual show. But I heard a lot of people were talking about it. A lot of people were saying that SWV really, really, really went out there and did their thing. So what did y'all think about the Versus battle? If you had a chance to check that out, I would love to know. Hit us up. Leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. And one time for all the mothers out there, happy belated Mother's Day, if I didn't get a chance to say it to you yesterday. It was so dope being able to get on social media and see everybody just celebrating their mother, their grandmother, their aunts, adopted mothers, godmothers, all that. It was really, really nice to be able to see all those wonderful, dynamic ladies posted up on social media. So, what did y'all do for Mother's Day? Yesterday, you know what? I wanted breakfast, so I got up and went out and made a big, big, big breakfast for the entire family, because that's what I wanted. But really, for Mother's Day, I just want to chill out. And that's exactly what I got an opportunity to do, which was just sit back and relax. And I enjoyed it. A little bit later on, I went out and got some ice cream. So shout out to the guy and the little one next door. And they gave me some presents. So shout out to them for that. And shout out to all of the mothers that are out there. All right. Let's get into it. You know, we're kicking things off with our madhouse question of the day. That's coming up in your 6 o'clock hour. I got your nosy neighbor news going down 20 minutes past the hour, 7:24 and 9:30. Who want the smoke? You got beef with somebody? You can call up here and let us know about it. Then we're going to shine the light on people that are doing great things in the world. Mr. Incognito has your mix. Burpee has his thoughts. It's a Monday, so we're back in the courtroom. It's Jessica's doghouse courtroom, to be exact. And then we are roll calling. I'm not in this building by myself, though. I got the homie with me, comedian Burpee. Good morning, Burpee.
I say good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
And one more time.
Good
Good morning, Ed.
How you doing?
What's happening?
I'm wonderful. Did you get a chance to check out the Versus Battle this weekend?
I did not. I had a show.
Okay.
But I heard it was some things going on.
Yeah.
During the whole... I heard the second half of it was better than the first half.
Mm.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
I didn't see it, though, but I wanted to see it. I did want to see that battle. Did you watch it?
No. I was out to eat. I was out eating, and I caught the beginning part of it where they had Spinderella DJing, but I was not able to see the actual Versus battle because we were in the restaurant.
Yeah, somebody told me that Spinderella stole the show.
Yeah, a lot of people were loving her DJing.
Yeah, Salt and Pepper probably should have never fired her, but whatever, that's not the conversation. But I had the show with Trina and Drew Hill and who else? Life Jennings, Ying Yang Twins, and it was dope.
It was good.
That was a fun time. Mm-hmm. That was a fun time. Ying Yang put on a show like they always do. Trina did her thing. Life did his thing. Chrisette Michelle, surprisingly, did her thing. That girl was singing.
Chrisette Michelle is very, very talented.
Yeah. But you know, black people kind of canceled her a little bit.
Doesn't take away from the woman. She got talent.
She does have talent.
And she definitely has talent.
She definitely has talent. But Drew Hill, they... Man, the 90s R&B, early 2000s was just a different game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a different game. Them boys can still sing, like now, today. They were singing.
Who was with them?
Nokio and Cisco are the only original members left. They have two new members now,
okay.
The guys from Player. Remember that group Player?
Yeah, they've made a lot of changes over the years with new people and then people from other groups and all. That's why I was like, well, who was it this time?
Yeah, it was they have the two guys from Player.
Okay.
Who are the two new members. And all of them boys was signed in. It was dope. Yeah, I can't even lie. It was fun. I stayed the whole time. I didn't think I would, but I stayed the whole time.
Well, like I said, we got it. Action-packed show for you, so stick around for the next couple of hours. Let's get things started off right. Here's our inspirational word coming from Pastor R.J. Davis.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Can you imagine filling the shoes of Moses? That's what Joshua had to do, and I'm sure he wondered, do I have what it takes? God reminded him, though, of these things. First, he said, I will give you every place where your foot sets. You know, God promises success to those who have the faith to take the first step and keep walking with him regardless of what they encounter. God also reminded Joshua to be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land. Successful people are not necessarily more gifted. They are just more passionate. What do you pray about, cry about, dream about? What are you willing to risk everything for? That's the well from which you'll draw your strength. You'll find strategy to overcome when you encounter setbacks, when others disappoint you, and when you feel the job is too big. Today, God reminds you, just as he reminded Joshua, that he is with you every step of the way. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
6:05 here in the Carolinas. Good morning to you. You're listening to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. I go by the name of Miss Jessica, the girl next door. His name is Comedian Burpee. And it's time for us to get into our Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
And using the hashtag MadhouseQOTD, today we want to know, do you have to eat breakfast in the morning? Like, is it a necessity?
Listen, my mom always, like, there are three of us, and she wanted every single one of us to sit down and eat a full breakfast every morning.
Mm.
She was like, you have to eat breakfast. You have to eat breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day. You have to eat breakfast. And out of all three of us, there was only one of us that would do it. My older brother, Rodney, would sit down every single morning and eat a full breakfast.
Mm.
Me, I've never been able to eat breakfast. It's just too early for me.
Mm.
I cannot eat that early.
I want to eat breakfast in the morning. Like, I did it when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I did eat breakfast every morning when I was younger. But now, I don't know what it is. I want to. Like, I come in here. Y'all see me every morning. I come in here with some peanut butter crackers and a Gatorade or something. Because I hate having an empty stomach. So I want to do it. I just don't know that I execute that action every morning. But I want to.
I don't want that food on me. I'm like, I can't eat it. Nah. I cannot do it.
I want it. I be wanting some bacon and eggs. So
and that's exactly how my brother, he would sit down at the table, eat a full breakfast, the bacon, the eggs, the toast, all that, and read the newspaper. He was a grown man. My other brother and I, we could never do it. The most you could get me was a glass of orange juice. That's it. That's all I wanted. Maybe a piece of toast.
I do feel like I have to drink orange juice in the morning whenever I do eat breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's right when it's topped off with some orange juice.
Yeah.
When I do eat breakfast. But other than that, I rarely eat breakfast.
Well, nosy neighbors, we want to know about you. Do you eat breakfast in the morning? Is this something like that you have to do? Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica at Just Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780. Coming up, I got your nosy neighbor news. Quickie, keep it locked with Charlotte's Plug Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right. You know Parker McKenna, Burpee?
From My Wife and Kids?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Well, she is celebrating her first Mother's Day this year.
She got a baby.
Yeah, okay, before I get into that, let me let you all know. Don't forget, we have a chance for you to win $500 seven times a day is the Half a G for Me giveaway. All you gotta do is listen out Monday through Friday for the keyword, and then text that word to 45911 or enter it in on our website, power98fm.com. One lucky national winner is going to get $500. If you need more details about it, it is on our website, power98fm.com. So yes, Parker McKenna, yes, she hopped on social media to reveal not only that she was pregnant, but like she had the baby.
Oh.
She has already had the baby. It was a little baby girl, and her name is Harley. So congratulations to her. She's on My Wife and Kids, and she's on that other show. I cannot think of the name of it. It comes on BET, though. And it had Lauren London.
Oh, I know.
It's a really, really good show. Games People Play. Games People Play. I enjoy watching that. So congratulations to her in the birth of her little baby girl. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
To that. Fans are getting ready to check him out in his last interview before his passing. It's set to air this Saturday, May 16th on TV One. He's actually going to be talking about a lot during this interview, including his relationship with his mother, who used to abuse him. So you all will be able to catch that, DMX's last interview, May 16th on TV One. Madhouse Nation, we are going over our Madhouse question of the day. What we got, Burp?
We want to know, using the hashtag MadhouseQOTD, we want to know, do you have to eat breakfast in the morning?
And I said no. Nope, I'm not one of those people. I don't even like to eat breakfast in the morning.
I said I want to.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get around to doing it. I definitely want to. I make sure, well, my wife makes sure that my girls eat breakfast before they go to school. But if I could, if I had a choice, I would eat breakfast every day.
When you say, like, eat breakfast, is that what you mean? Like, cereal, or, like, would you want a full breakfast every morning?
Either one. Cereal, full meal, it don't matter to me. Especially bacon and eggs. I feel like bacon and eggs is a strictly breakfast type of food.
Mm.
And if I... if I could get... You're making me hungry.
I'm sorry.
I want some breakfast now. If you want to send some breakfast to the madhouse...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hit us on our DM at Hey Miss Jessica at Just Burpee. Don't leave it on our voicemail because it's going to be too late.
That's also where you can go to answer our Madhouse question of the day, just like our page 75 did on my page. And they say, no, they don't have to eat breakfast. It's actually up in my Instagram story. So you got to go to my story to answer it. At Hey Miss Jessica, it's on your page, right, Burp?
It is on my page, at Just Burpee.
There it is. Or you can leave your answer on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Listen, if you got beef with somebody or something, somebody at your job is just getting on your nerves, listen, we're giving you a chance to talk about it. Who Want to Smoke? That's coming up next here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Power 98 WPEG. That was Moray Quicksand. Look, if you got beef with anybody, we need you to call up here. 704-570-WPEG. Who Want to Smoke? We got smoke this right today. I know I had smoke this weekend. I'm going to tell you all about it when we come back, man. 704-570-WPEG. It's the plug.
Who Want to Smoke is being brought to you by Count on Me. You can, research on similar viruses gave scientists a head start so that they could create the COVID-19 vaccines without any shortcuts. Get your vaccine as soon as you can, and you can get the facts that you need at MacNC.gov. That's MacNC.gov. Burp, you said you had smoke with somebody.
I got beef, Jess.
Okay, what you got?
I got beef with my stove at the house.
Because
I was, what I did for the wife yesterday. Mm-hmm. I cooked for the wife yesterday.
Well, that was sweet of you.
I did. She didn't know I was going to do it. So I cooked for her. And I made my famous chicken fettuccine Alfredo.
Mm-hmm.
But I burned my first batch of sauce. Because the stove, I had it on low, but it didn't turn down. So it was heating too fast. I was trying to do the chicken and the noodles while I was making the sauce at the same time, and I thought that I was on low. But it was like in between like 2 and 3. But it was heating real fast. You could see the flame under the eye. It's a gas stove.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see the flame up under the eye. It was still hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, nah, bro. And I burned my first batch of sauce, man. And it was good, too. It was so good.
Sort of sounds like user error to me.
No. Because I had it down low. Mm-hmm. But it didn't. The eye didn't turn down. So I had to turn it off. And I didn't use that eye anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was the eye.
Oh, okay.
It was definitely the eye. Not me.
Well, I got beef with a snake.
A snake?
A snake bird.
Like a real one?
Like a real snake. I was out in my yard on Saturday morning. And I was going to go lay some mulch. And I was trying to clean it up a little bit, Burp, and I found a snake.
Ooh.
A real snake. Luckily for me, I actually had, like, my gloves on.
Mm.
Because I actually got very, very close to it.
Did it bite at you?
No. It was curled up, and it was almost like it was camouflaged in with the mulch that it was around. Because I wouldn't have noticed it. I wouldn't have noticed it at all. I ran in that house so quick and got the guy.
You ain't kill it?
The guy killed it.
Oh, my goodness.
The guy killed
it. Ain't nothing but a little baby snake.
And I said, no. That wasn't a baby snake, bird. It was not a baby snake at all. And the funny thing about it is I belong to a Facebook group about women that like to decorate outside. And one of my friends is in that group. Shout out to my homegirl, Lauren. And she posted about finding a snake very, very close in her yard that same day. And then I walk outside and I find one. So y'all beware, snake season. They out there. And Y'all just be warned.
Keep the grass cut. I don't know. It seemed like it fit right there.
Okay. All right. Coming up, we're going to spread, we're going to shine the light on people that are doing great things in the world. You want to send some love to somebody, send a shout out. You need to get ready for it. That's coming up in the top of the hour. We're going to shine the light on great people. Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, 707 here in the Carolinas. Good morning, nosy neighbors. It's time to shine the light on people that are doing great things in the world.
Shining from a mile, Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
I want to let my brother IBS Rough and Shine. He got murdered in 2017 in Asbury Park. This is your boy, John John Ruff and Exit Foe.
There it is. R.I.P. to him. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to shine that light on?
Yeah, I'm trying to let my homeboy Kurt shine in the Blue Ridge Stingrays. He run a youth league football program down in Lenoir. I want to let him shine this morning.
There it is. We shining the light on him.
Power 98, you letting somebody shine?
I am.
Who you letting shine this morning?
I would like to let my mother shine, so I graduated from Swartburg Community College with her associates in early childhood development.
And what's your mama's name?
Patricia Davis.
There it is, shine the light on her. Shine. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to shine the light on?
Good morning. It's CeCe, of course. So I got to shout out Butterfingers. I met him Friday when I tell you he turned it up this weekend. Shout out to Butterfingers. You did that down here in the country.
There it is. Shout out to DJ Butterfingers.
Power 98, you letting somebody shine?
Yeah.
Who you letting shine this morning?
My mama.
You letting your mama shine? Why you letting your mama shine?
Because she's the greatest mama in the world.
You better let her know. What's your mama name?
Kendra.
There she is. Shout out to your mama, Kendra. And shout out to all of the mothers out there that had an opportunity to celebrate Mother's Day yesterday, whether you were with your child or you weren't, or however it is that you celebrated that special woman in your life. Shout out to all the mamas out there. Shine, 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 Coming up, I got your nosy neighbor news. Find out what's going on with your favorite celebrities. It's coming your way next here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
It's the nosy neighbor news, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Baby, your boy Trey Songz, he cannot stay out of trouble. Got details about what's going on with him, and also new discovery coming out in the death of Pop Smoke and who is responsible for his death. Got details about that. And Dave Chappelle has revealed his weed man. He says he used to get weed from this person. And it's someone that we all know. Who is it, Bert?
Snoop.
Snoop?
Yeah.
You think it's Snoop?
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Find out who it is. I was shocked when I read this story. I'm going to let you know who it is coming up next in your nosy neighbor news.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
What the hell going on here? What the hell going on?
neighbors. It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news from Monday, May 10th. Trey Songz appears to be in trouble with the law yet again. The singer reportedly injured a woman's hand in a hit and run accident, according to officers. He and the woman got into an argument. Trey then bumped his car into hers. So she got out to confront him. That led to him speeding off. And when he did, he hit her hand with his vehicle. After he left, cops took a hit and run report. The incident is being investigated. New details surrounding the murder and robbery of Pop Smoke are emerging, according to new testimony from a detective in the case. The rapper was gunned down by a 15-year-old shooter. The teen was just one of four subjects. He was the youngest one who allegedly ambushed Pop Smoke in Los Angeles last year with the intention of stealing his diamond-studded Rolex. Now, the thieves later sold that watch for just $2,000. The teen is now facing both murder and robbery charges. Drake went on social media to honor the mamas in his life. He shared a throwback picture of him and his mom and wrote, "Only look for sympathy inside my mother's eyes." He also honored his baby mama on Instagram, on his Instagram story, by posting a picture of her and their 3-year-old son, Adonis. He captioned that picture, "Happy Mother's Day, Big Mama." Afterwards, she reposted it and added 3 blue heart emojis. During a recent interview, Dave Chappelle revealed that he used to buy his weed from Idris Elba. He said Idris Elba, the famous actor, used to be a security guard at Caroline's. I used to buy weed from him. He also spoke very highly of Tesla's CEO, Elon Musk. He said he relentlessly is kind, and everyone that works with him looks elated and happy. He's not a tyrant. He's like hanging out with a self-help book or something. He just makes you feel good, and it's impossible not to like him. Happy birthday to Kenan Thompson. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
And if you missed my story about Pop Smoke in the Nosy Neighbor News, don't worry. I have it coming up for you again at around 9:30 in your Nosy Neighbor News recap. But right now we got our Madhouse question of the day going on right now. What we got, Bird?
The question of the day is, do you have to eat breakfast in the morning? I got some responses. The only Gabrielle say yes if she's up. Pretty Woman say nope, I'm not a big breakfast eater. The One Lady Green says yes, I'm an old lady, I need tea in the morning too.
Tea?
Disgusting.
Why?
I don't like tea.
No form of tea?
No. Do not like tea. Tea tastes like dirt. Do not like it.
Shout out to our former intern, the angry intern, aka That's Royalty, Tavares, checking in with us. He said yes with an exclamation point. He has to eat breakfast in the morning. What about you? Do you have to have breakfast in the morning? Yes or no? What does that look like? Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at Just Burpee, or you can always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Coming up, Mr. Incognito. He is live in the kitchen with the mix. That's on the way. And at 8 o'clock, what we doing, Bert?
What did money work?
The money word.
Money word.
8 a.m. a chance for you to win $500. Keep it locked for your chance to win. It's Charlotte's Plug Power.
Money word.
Good morning. It's time for us to check in with Burp and find out what he is thinking about on this good Monday morning.
You know what day it is, Jeff. This is a make love Monday. And for those of you that love to make love, it's rules and regulations to the game.
Okay.
Ain't no lovey dovey if you a little musty.
Yes.
That's a word right there. Ain't no lovey dovey if you a little musty. you gotta make sure you wash or you somewhat clean before you come in the bedroom. You don't have to take a full-fledged shower.
It'd be nice, though.
Go on, knock off the little hoe bath one good time. Get in the sink, put your leg up on the sink, pity-pat the hot spots with some soap and hot, hot water. I mean the hot, hot water. The hottest the water can get. Because ain't no lovey-dovey if you a little musty.
Okay.
And that goes for your feet. See, a lot of people don't pay attention to the feet and how the foot odor can ruin a moment. Has a foot odor ever ruined a moment for you, Jessica?
No.
Ooh, especially if somebody got on black socks. You've been out all day. It's hot outside. And that black sock done consumed all that funk and gook and nastiness in that sock. And soon as you slip that shoe off, you think that your significant other is laying on the bed. No, they are passed out because your foot smells horrible. Ain't no lovey-dovey if you are a little musty. Catch behind that ear. Catch behind that ear right there. Some people like kissing right up in that region. Catch behind that ear. Get a little Dove. Get a little Dial. Whatever soap you use, catch right on behind both them ears. Because if you turn back that one good time with that left nostril, Jessica, that left nostril, catch it first. Ooh, you think they laying on the floor because they ain't look. No, they are past the ain't no lovey-dovey if you a little musty. That's all I got.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought? Yeah, what you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit as no cap.
A lot of people have been offering up their opinion on this, which brother is it? The one of these Paul brothers that's going to be fighting Floyd Mayweather. A lot of people, you know, saying, he, you know, going to have a good match. And some people like, ain't no way in the world. Well, Nosy Neighbors recently caught up with Mike Tyson and asked him if he thought Jake and Logan Paul could beat Floyd Mayweather, both of them. Mike Tyson said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. The brothers would get decimated by Floyd Mayweather, according to Mike Tyson. And yeah, I definitely agree with him. Now, you know, this matchup between Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul is going down on June 6th. So go ahead and mark your calendar for that. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
Quickie.
Coming up, it's Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. You're the jury. You got to listen out for today's case.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Well, welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Here's how it goes down. I'm going to read you a letter from one of our nosy neighbors, and you're the jury. You get to decide who is guilty in this case. Today's one is pretty good, too. All right, so it reads, Judge Jess, my best friend set me up on a blind date, and it went really well. It's been about 2 months, and me and the young lady are still hanging out heavy. She's beautiful, she's a smart woman, and we have a lot in common. Well, the other day, I asked her, we were talking on the phone, and the quote-unquote number conversation came up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
When I asked her what her number was, she refused to answer. She said anything from the past has no impact on what we have going on, and she didn't see a point in answering the question. Now, I'm not going to lie. The fact that she won't answer makes me a little nervous. I feel like she's trying to hide something. I was very open about my number, but she won't budge. She even got a little bit of an attitude when I asked again. So we want to know who is guilty in this situation. Is it him? Is it the guy for, you know, pushing and asking for this number? Or is it the woman for not offering up her number and saying, listen, I'm not going to answer that question. I'm not giving you that information. And for those of you all that are like, the number, what's that? The number of partners that you all have had.
That body count.
Your body count. That's what he wants to know. He's like, hey, listen, I want to know your body count. She's like, listen, that don't mean nothing. It serves no purpose at all. So why are we even discussing it? Who's wrong? Is it him or is it her? 570-WPEG, you are the jury. It's Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom here on The Plug, Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
So a guy wrote in for Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. He's a little upset because this woman that he's been dating for about 2 months refused to tell him her number, her body count. And he's like, nah, I want to know. And she's like, that don't have nothing to do with us. We want to know, who do you think is guilty? Is it the guy or the woman? Power 98, hello.
Man, I say the girl, man. I say the girl. Nobody don't want no limit. You know what I'm saying? Something that's going to give out on them in the long run. You know what I'm saying? You car can go a long way.
570-WPEG, what you got on case? Welcome back to it. It's Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
All right, today's letter reads, Judge Jess, my best friend, hook me up on a blind date, and it went really, really well. It's been about 2 months, and me and the young lady are still hanging out real heavy. She's beautiful, a smart woman, and we have a lot in common. Well, the other day we were talking on the phone, and the quote-unquote number conversation came up. When I asked her what her number was, she refused to answer. She said anything from the past has no impact on what we have going on now, so she didn't see a point in answering the question. Now, I'm not going to lie. The fact that she won't answer makes me worry. I feel like she's trying to hide something. I was very open about my number, but she won't budge. She even got a little bit of an attitude after I asked her again. So we want to know who's guilty in this case. Is it him for pushing the subject, or is it her for refusing to answer? Power 98, good morning. What you got?
I think it's the guy. You know, I'm on court TV drama shows, and they say, you can't handle the truth. Most guys can't handle the truth. So just be like, get tested, be safe, but just move on together. The past doesn't matter.
Power 98, good morning. Who is guilty?
I think the girl is guilty for real. Because even though at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. If love is dead, then he'll take her anyway. I mean, but some dudes just want to know. They just want to know. They got to know. That's what I'm saying. So she, even if he don't rock with it, she should let him know, like, how many it was. That's all. That's it.
Power 98, good morning. What you got on this case today? Who's guilty?
I feel like the guy is guilty because that's something that, you know, I mean, as men, we really don't want to hear. I mean, we ask that question, but as men, we really do not want to know the answer to that. You know what I mean?
Power 98, good morning. What you got on it?
The guy is guilty because he's probably insecure about something. He want to go get a blood test? I mean, who cares? Why should he care? If she into him, why should he even care?
What you got on this case? There's still time for you to vote. Is the guy guilty for pushing the subject, or is the woman guilty for not answering the question? It's Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Give me a call, 570-WPEG. We the Plug, Power 98.
I'm a dog.
Welcome back to Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. If you missed today's letter, it's a good one. It reads, my best friend set me up on a blind date and it went really well. It's been about 2 months and me and the young lady are still hanging out heavy. She's beautiful, she's a smart woman, and we have a lot in common. The other day we were talking on the phone and the number conversation came up. When I asked her what her number was, she refused to answer. She said anything from the past has no impact on what we have going on now, so she didn't see a point in answering the question. Now, I'm not going to lie. The fact that she won't answer makes me a little nervous. I feel like she's hiding something. Now, I was very open about my number, but she won't budge. She even got a little attitude when I asked her again. So we want to know who is guilty in this case. Is it him for pushing the conversation and sort of, you know, trying to force her to answer it? Or is it her for not answering the question at all? Power 98, good morning. What you got on this case?
Definitely the man, because I'm trying to figure out, does she have STDs? Is there some kind of other conversation? Do they already have sex? Because it ain't none of his damn business.
Power 98, good morning. What you got?
I think the guy is guilty. First off, he only got 2 months in. Second off, if she didn't want to answer it at that point in time, then he shouldn't be forcing her to answer. It seems like he has some sort of underlying issue himself. And he's trying to make it a bigger issue. He could be ruining a perfectly good relationship over something stupid. So I think he's wrong.
This guy has the phone lines going crazy this morning, Power 98. Good morning. Who is guilty?
Yeah, it's the girl, man. It's the girl. Like, look, if she over here with the body count of 50 and my man's only slept about 3 or 4 girls, then, like, you know, like, what's to say that she's not going to leave him because she finds another dude with the bigger, like, just packing some more heat, you feel me? It's trying to see, like, her mental state based off of how many dudes she done been with. That's all I got to say.
Okay, Power 98, good morning. What you got on this case?
The guy, he's guilty because no matter what, he's probably not telling the truth himself about what number he slept with. Second of all, it don't make a difference. You're going to be with the lady or you're not going to be with the lady.
Well, you know, I only have to come in when there is a tie. And clearly today, there is no tie. According to the nosy neighbors out there, they all agree that the man in this case is guilty.
The verdict came down. You are guilty. So you will remain in the doghouse.
Get him. Yes, sir. Come on. Listen, calm down. If it bothers you that much, then you just might have to walk away from this relationship. Sounds like you're going to have to make some decisions, but you can't force that woman to come up off that information if she doesn't want to. That's just what nosy neighbors are saying. And that ends this case.
Case closed.
Hey, listen, if you have a case and you weren't heard in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom, go ahead and email me, morningmadhouse@gmail.com. Madhouse has 2 D's. You can remain anonymous or you can go ahead and slide in my DMs on social media. Everything is at Hey Miss Jessica. Hope that we were able to help this guy out. Taking it back just a little bit is Cash Out, Casting Out here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Did you answer the Madhouse question of the day? Well, you still have some time. Head on over to my Instagram page right now at Hey Miss Jessica's up in my Instagram story. Want to know about your morning routine? Do you eat breakfast? Do you have to eat breakfast? That is our Madhouse question of the day. You can go there and chime in right now. Gonna be reading your responses coming up next and finding out what y'all are talking about on this voicemail. The number to that, 704-227-8780. All of that coming your way next here on the Morning Madhouse on Power 90.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
Incognito just came in here, y'all, and he used some hand sanitizer and it stinks. Where's my air freshener? It's time for us to check in with our Madhouse question of the day. Today we were asking you, listen, do you have to eat breakfast in the morning? Now, in my household, my mom tried to get us to eat breakfast every single morning. I have 2 older siblings, and out of all 3 of us, there was only one who, like, has to have it every single morning. He's still the same way. That's my older brother. My oldest brother and I, Like, we're like, take it or leave. And me, I can't do it. I can't eat breakfast early in the morning, especially with the time that I wake up. I just can't do it. Let's see. Chocolate Diamond says, sometimes the majority of the time, I'm just good with Starbucks coffee or a protein drink. What is this? Yugs, Yomes, baby mama says, most definitely is the only thing that wakes me up. Blank R55 says, I don't. Siobhan 84 says, if you have time, yes, it is important. Plus size beauty queen says, it's good, but it's not a necessity to me. And right to bush says, yes. Absolutely. So we have a couple of people that are checking in on our Madhouse voicemail, and they're answering the Madhouse question of the day, which is, do you have to eat breakfast in the morning when you wake up?
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, what?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holla at your folks. What do you have to say?
It go down in the deal. It go down.
Let me tell you something. Breakfast is a must. I cannot function if I do not eat breakfast. It is 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm on my way to work, and I just stopped at Chick-fil-A, and I'm about to buzz it down. Gotta have that breakfast.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, May 10th. Trey Songz is in trouble with the law yet again. He reportedly injured a woman's hand in a hit-and-run accident, according to police officers. He and the woman got into an argument, then he bumped his car into hers. She got out to confront him. That led to him speeding off, and when he did, he actually hit her hand with his vehicle after he left. Cops took a hit-and-run report, and the incident is being investigated. We'll see what happens with that. Speaking of investigations, new details surrounding the murder and robbery of Pop Smoke are emerging, according to new testimony from a detective. In the case, the rapper was gunned down by a 15-year-old shooter. The teen was just one of four suspects, the youngest one out of all four, who allegedly ambushed Pop Smoke in L.A. last year with the intention of stealing his diamond-studded Rolex. Now, the thieves did get away with the Rolex and then later sold it for $2,000. The teen is now facing both murder and robbery charges. During a recent interview, Dave Chappelle revealed that he used to buy his weed from somebody that might shock you. It's Idris Elba. He says, you know, Idris Elba, the famous actor. Well, he used to be a security guard at Caroline's. I used to buy weed from him. He also spoke very highly of Tesla CEO Elon Musk, saying he is relentlessly kind. Everyone that works with him looks elated and just happy to work for him. He's not a tyrant. He's like hanging out with a self-help book or something. He just makes you feel good. It's impossible not to like the guy. So, I was shocked when I read this one. Happy birthday to Kenan Thompson. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica,
the neighborhood. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.